Thanks for talking with me today, JC, about Misery Mountain and the situation that's happening now. The board decided to shut down for the season. What were the specific issues that you guys were facing this year?
Well, we as a board of directors, we have a fiduciary duty to Misery Mountain, and it is our obligation to act in the best interest of the Hill. And this year, we just have been operating at a deficit every day. We have been issues with our, all the snow. If we don't have snow, we can't have people on the Hill. That's our basic need for operating is snow.
Was there an issue with the chairlift as well?
No, there was no issue with the chairlift this year. We did put a new ramp in, and then we just didn't have snow on that side because we don't have snowmaking capabilities on that side of the hill. So we are at the mercy of Mother Nature and what she knows.
Oh, okay. So just not enough snow this year to even get the chairlift up and running.
Yeah, like we had that one snowfall there, and we were able to open up the top T bar, but that same weekend that we got all that snow, we broke a track on our groomer. So if we can't at least groom a couple trails down the hill, it's unsafe for people to come down as well.
You guys are shutting down. Season pass holders, what's happening with those guys?
Yeah, so our season pass holders, we as a board discussed, and we're going to defer their season pass to next season. So no cost for them who have purchased, and we have reached out to all of them, and then they'll be able to come next year at no cost.
I was also seeing that you guys need more members at the ski hill.
Yeah, our membership was low this year, but just because of COVID and all the regulations and that stuff, we've kind of had lower numbers for people buying season passes. We understand it's hard to know what was going on, and then not having the top hill open. Unless you're a beginner skier or snowboarder, that bottom hill just isn't enough.
Is the raffle or 50-50? Is that still happening?
Yeah, so we had to get an extension for our cash raffle. Our 50-50 will still take place March 12th. We will still do the 50-50 draw, but we had to extend our cash raffle to June, and we had to do that because we switched to a different platform. It's all online now. We aren't sitting at Canadian Tire or Friesen's or, handing out those physical tickets, which I think is a big difference this year. This new platform allows us to raise a lot more money and reach a lot more people than normal. So I think we underestimated our timeline that we needed to sell out or sell our tickets. So it was kind of a learning curve for us this year, as it is the first time we're using the online platform. But I think once we get people to know, it'll be good.
Can residents outside of Alberta enter the cash raffle or the 50-50?
If you are inside of the Alberta borders, you can purchase, but you can't if you are, say, in BC or Saskatchewan. It's only an Alberta
Okay, so you
raffle.
have to be inside Alberta to
Yes.
spend. Okay. Just anything that you'd like to add about the season ending short?
Yeah, we do appreciate everybody's support this year, and we do apologize for having to shut down early, and we're really sad that we're not going to be able to have the Slush Cup, which we've had every year for so long, and it's such a great event. But it's just financially, we just had to shut it down. Any of the profits that we made from last season, which was a weird season, and just because there was nothing else to do, we just needed to shut down and start replanning for next season and try to make the best of it.
Well, thanks for talking with me today, JC. I'm really sorry about the season being cut short.
Yes, thank you, Erica.